Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, when somebody mentions hypnosis at a party or a gathering and somebody's rolling their eyes or sighing, really, do you believe in that? But recently, there's been a gain in popularity with hypnobirthing, that you can overcome your obstacles and help yourself sort of relax while you give birth, which is kind of a stressful thing anyway. And my guest is Colin Christopher. He's a certified clinical hypnotherapist. So, Colin, welcome to the show. Let's speak about hypnobirthing and what is it?
Basically, hypnobirthing, it's a process where pregnant women, they take a natural approach to their pregnancy, the delivery and the post-delivery process. So it's basically designed to help a woman from the start of pregnancy for things like alleviating morning sickness or food aversion, to substantially reduce the birthing pain. I haven't done it myself, but I've seen some C-sections done without anesthetic using hypnosis. And then, you know, increasing breast milk production and alleviating postpartum depression, those kinds of things. So it's a whole gambit of process.
So it's a self-hypnosis technique that you would learn before you know you're going to be going into labor, so that when you do, kind of like the old, you know, Lamas where they're breathing, this is a sort of a way to teach yourself to relax so that you don't feel that pain?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like most women find they need somewhere between 4 and 15 sessions with a hypnotherapist or with a set of recordings, that kind of thing. It's not something that, depending on the hypnotizability level of the woman involved, it can be something they can do just a couple days before birth. But I generally recommend at least a few weeks beforehand to go through the process. But, you know, if you've got 9 months and you know well ahead of time, start as early as possible.
Because, I mean, let's face it, having a baby is not a comfortable thing, and epidurals have made that just a much easier thing. But if people don't want to use any kind of medication, any kind of drugs during birth, how does hypnobirthing, you know, you said depends on the hypnosis ability of that woman. Now, how does it help you to relax? Are we visualizing ourselves not in pain? Are we visualizing the baby passing through the canal and it isn't, you know, ripping various things without getting too graphic? How do you, you know what I'm asking here?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Well, it operates on the basis that the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and imagined. So if you think of like a horror movie, you know, people watching them, they get scared. I just saw a horror movie last night, you know, my pulse was fast, my breathing was fast, got the goosebumps. But even though there's no real physical danger, you know, the physical reactions of the imagined danger in the horror movie, you know, happen. So in a similar way, the hypnosis works to change the physical, mental, and emotional reactions for the pregnant woman, just like the movie does, except in this case, we're making it so that, you know, the birthing process is calm and comfortable, the baby comes out naturally and easily, those kinds of things.
Does it help speed up the labor process or not so much in there? It's just for the actual whatever's happening.
Most women find their labor process does speed up. It doesn't occur with all women. Birthing is somewhat complex. It's very complex. So there are a lot of different factors that go in, but most women find that it does speed up the labor.
Wow. Okay, so give us an example of what you would do to help somebody prepare for a hypnobirth.
If it's early on enough and they're having morning sickness, what we do is usually an afternoon session where we actually hypnotize them to feel comfortable and alleviate the digestion problems they're having and the morning sickness and the nausea, getting rid of that. Then as that proceeds, we go into sessions where we do some similar visualizations where we talk about, you know, what's going to be happening within the birthing room. Like we do a little bit of an interview to see where they're going to be, whether they're going to be in a hospital or if they're doing some other kind of natural birth. It depends on what it is. And then we customize the sessions so that we talk about things like, you know, the baby's coming out of the canal nice and easy. When your water breaks, you have a very easy, fast trip to the hospital. You feel very calm. What we also do is like to have, if their partner's available, is hypnotize the partner so that they can touch them on the shoulder or the elbow or somewhere else that's comfortable, so that that physical anchor actually brings back the memories that we've programmed within the hypnosis. So like feeling calm, feeling relaxed, as the partner touches their shoulder, their body naturally comes back to that relaxation point.
Okay, so the partners are involved. That's the first thing.
Yeah, wherever possible, I like to have the partner involved. It's good for the partner, too. Like, I try to hypnotize the partner when they're receptive to it, because it actually helps them become more relaxed. Like, the mother's relaxed, the partner's relaxed, and everybody's calm around them, and they're much more likely to have a much easier childbirth. It's when everybody's panicked around a person that you get those, you watch TV, and yeah, I think I was remember the Friends episode, I think, where Rachel has her baby, and she's screaming and yelling, and everybody's kind of panicked around her. It doesn't have to be that way. If everybody goes in calm and relaxed, expecting things to go easily and well, it's much more likely to happen that way.
Well, I think, Colin, as people are afraid, we've always been told that it's going to hurt. And so mm-hmm. that fear of the pain of birth sometimes adds to the pain, I'm quite sure, because you're tensed up. And so it would seem to me that relaxing. But how is this different than Lamaze, which teaches you those relaxation techniques?
I think for the hypnobirthing, like, it just happens immediately. Like, if you've programmed it well in advance, it's literally easily done, like, with a touch. I also program, depending if the partner can't be there, I always have a backup plan where they can touch their own fingers together or something, where it basically triggers the physical reactions and the mental and emotional memories we programmed in to be relaxed, to have a calm, easy childbirth. Versus the labor, I think you're always focusing on the breath and all those kinds of things. I think it's just a change in focus. With the Lamaze, not the labor.
Have you been with some women and used the technique and actually watched it work?
No, I haven't been allowed in the actual birthing area.
I mean, I was just wondering if any of your patients or the people that you work with say, yes, I want you to come in there and you give me my signal and, you know, get me ready.
I have yet not. There are some hypnotherapists. I think they feel uncomfortable a little bit because I'm a man. Although I'm the hypnotherapist, I am a little bit of a stranger to the process in terms of I'm not really family or friends and that kind
of
stuff.
Oh,
there
of
are
course.
Women who use like hypnodoulas. I know some of my colleagues, they're all female. Some of them have actually gone in.
See, that would be so cool. And I imagine that, do you think that sometimes, or have you heard of times when someone has tried the hypnobirth and it hasn't kicked in for them and then they've said, I need the drugs now, you know?
I mean, the drugs are always on standby. I haven't personally heard of anybody, but I do, or with myself or any of my colleagues, but I have read about it in other people on the internet and that kind of thing. There are some times where it doesn't work. Typically, from what I understand, those times are when the woman hasn't had enough sessions, or like it's one of those things they decided very last minute to do and only had a couple sessions.
So they weren't really, they weren't really that great at it now. But now, why do you think more women are trying hypnobirthing? Kind of give us a little wrap up on the hypnobirthing trend and why you think women are going towards this direction.
Well, I think primarily because of the benefits. The mother feels better physically, mentally, emotionally throughout the entire pregnancy and afterwards. Stress is reduced. It's much more natural. People are distrusting of drug companies a lot more lately than they have been in the past, and they just want to do something a little bit more natural that's safer for themselves and for their baby.
And as Colin... No, go on. That's okay.
Yeah, well, and I think it helps other aspects of the pregnancy besides the birthing, like with morning sickness and reducing, overwhelming feelings. It helps their partner to relax. There's a whole bunch of benefits, and I think that's why they're doing it. And celebrities are doing it, so I think that's, when celebrities do it, people think, oh, I'll try it because they're doing it.
Well, they certainly do, and it might just be the answer for you if you are just recently pregnant. As Colin Christopher, a certified clinical hypnotherapist, says, you do need to plan in advance. This is something that you need enough time to learn to do so that you can, do it in labor and delivery, having a partner with you that can help kind of instigate things and help you get it going. Hypnobirth may be the trend of the future, and maybe we'll see less medication during birth. Who knows? You never know. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.